Chapter 1. Hat. When I was 6 years old, I saw a picture in a book. It was a picture of a snake, who was eating a big animal. Here's a copy of the picture. In the book it said, snakes eat the whole animal. Then, they are not able to move. And they sleep for 6 months. I thought about the life in the jungle. Then I made my first picture. This is my picture number 1. I showed my fantastic picture to the adults. And I asked them, if my picture scared them. But, they answered, how can I be scared of a hat? My picture was not a picture of a hat. It was a picture of a big snake, who ate an elephant. I then drew the inside of the big snake, so that the adults could understand. They always need explanations. This is my picture number 2. The adults advised me to stop drawing snakes, from the inside, or the outside. They told me, that it was better to study geography, history, maths, and grammar. That's why, at the age of 6, I left a great career as a painter. I did it, because my picture number 1, and picture number 2 were not successful, when adults saw them. Adults never understand anything alone. And children are not happy, when they have to always give them explanations. So I had to choose another profession. I learned to fly planes. I flew all over the world. And it's true, that geography was very useful to me. I could see the difference between China and Arizona at first look. It is very useful, if you are lost in the night. During my life, I had a lot of contact with many serious people. I lived a lot among the adults. I could see them from a close distance. This experience did not improve my opinion of them much. When I met an adult, who looked a little normal, I showed him, or her, my picture number 1. I always had this picture with me. I wanted to know, if this person really understood life. But the person always said, it's a hat. Then, I never spoke to this person about big snakes, or forests, or stars. I went to his, or her level, and we talked about bridges, golf, and politics. And, the adult was happy to meet such a reasonable man. So I lived alone. I didn't know anybody, who I could really talk to. But one day, it all changed. I had an accident in the Sahara Desert. It was 6 years ago. Something was broken in my engine. I didn't have any mechanic, or any passenger in the plane with me. To repair the plane alone was a difficult job. But I had to do it. It was a question of life, or death for me. I had only enough drinking water for a week.